It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough. Get ready for the election on November 7th with the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carborough candidate questionnaire, laying out the views for each candidate on issues such as whether Chapel Hill's growing too quickly, the housing supply, downtown density, and more. Read their answers and get informed at carolinachamber.org/election.hub. We are joined now on the phone by Carborough Mayor Damon Siles. Damon, how's it going this Friday afternoon?
Going well. Good to be with you, Andrew.
Definitely glad to be back. Glad to have a weekend starting the proper way with the voice of Damon Siles, as I've missed out on that the last few weeks. And there's a lot of stuff to catch up on. One thing that's pretty prominently placed on our website right now is some town council endorsements from Carborough Mayor Damon Siles. So I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about that, particularly what motivated those endorsements and why at this particular time.
Well, early voting is going to be starting soon in our local elections. We have some pretty big elections coming up here locally, as you know, and as you hinted at in your introduction, including here in Carborough, where we will have three seats up on the Carborough Town Council plus the mayor's seat. So I wanted to get endorsements out and share my feelings about the election before early voting started. A number of the candidate forums have happened by now, which has given me and all of us really a chance to see where the various candidates are coming out on the issues that are important to us. So I wanted to just let my supporters and friends and neighbors know where I saw the candidates sitting and how they aligned with my priorities.
Remember having a conversation with you a few months ago where it seemed like at that point you were unsure if you were going to do any endorsements. Was there anything specifically that changed that motivated that?
Well, a couple of things. You're right. I think typically in a situation like this, I might not have chosen to endorse in council races for Carborough. But especially if I were going to continue to be serving as mayor, but I'm not going to be the mayor. I'm actually going to be returning to private citizenship. And so I felt a little bit more free to express my views on this topic. And the other reason really is just I see the candidates in this race kind of falling into a couple of different lines when it comes to their values and priorities for the town. And my own alignment with those priorities, it feels pretty clear to me, and I wanted to make that clear to my supporters and others who might be interested in listening.
That's the voice of Carborough Mayor Damon Siles. We're talking about the upcoming election, but I actually want to transition a little bit to some of the business at hand for the town of Carborough. There was a meeting this week and a couple of items on the agenda for that meeting. One of them was the Green Tract Master Plan. What was the conversation around that about?
This was pretty much a simple procedural step. As you know, a couple of years ago, the three local governments who are owners of the Green Tract, including the Town of Carborough, Town of Chapel Hill, Orange County, we all got together 2 years ago and agreed to a process for how we're going to go about developing the Green Tract. As part of that process, we needed to come together and begin a master planning initiative for the property. And the first step in that master planning initiative is going to be public engagement. So this was really just the town council agreeing to support Orange County's moving forward with hiring a consultant to help us with that master planning process. The town of Chapel Hill, the Chapel Hill Town Council had already agreed to the same the previous week. And so this will now go up to the Orange County commissioners. Hope that they will dispense with it quickly.
So this seems like it's a process that's going to take a pretty long time, just because, as you just mentioned, you got to wrangle three different municipalities here locally to get it going. And then, you know, that's just for the consultant. And that's probably going to be some form of that step every step along the way. Do we have a sense of when we might start to see some actual changes in the community from this?
I think the maximum timeline we're looking at for the full master planning and development agreement process for the Green Tract is the end of 2024. But as I think we heard in comments from both Chapel Hill Town Council members and comments from Carborough Town Council members, including myself, there's interest, at least in our two governments, in getting things underway a little bit more quickly. So I think if we can accelerate some of the process that we're talking about, we'll see something, or at least see an agreement in place sooner than the end of next year. We need that agreement and that master plan in place in order to know exactly what's going to be built on the property, what's going to look like, who's going to help us actually build it, if we're going to be engaging, for example, with some affordable housing providers and affordable housing developers. We need the plan in place before we can actually make that happen. So it's, you're right, it is going to take a little while. Any development, especially on a property of this size, will take a while. And as you mentioned, there's just the added complication of having three owners of this property having to work together, and we all, it's almost like imagining that you and two friends of yours owned a piece of property together. You'd have to go through some pretty careful negotiations to make sure you were all on the same page about what you wanted to do with that property.
We're speaking with Damon Siles about the items from the Carrboro Town Council meeting from earlier this week. The other item that kind of jumped out to me was a report on the police department's quarterly equity report. What did we learn in that conversation?
This is, we get a snapshot every quarter from our police chief on a number of racial equity metrics, in particular looking at disparate outcomes on certain kinds of policing data. So, for example, traffic stops or uses of force or other things like that. So we get these quarterly snapshots. I think the big takeaway from this last meeting was council members' interest in really seeing more information about trends rather than snapshots. I think if the purpose of these quarterly reports is to give the council a sense of how we're doing toward reaching our goals around racial equity and policing, then what we really want to see are trends over time. How are we doing today with respect to these racial differences compared to how we were doing, say 3, 4, or 5 years ago? We've set out some pretty ambitious, broad policy goals when it comes to racial disparities in policing and law enforcement. And the only way we're going to know if we're achieving those goals is if we see that trend data that I mentioned. So I think that was the big takeaway for me from the meeting on Tuesday night. I think other council members agreed. We got into the weeds with some of the other kinds of discussion items, but that was, for me, the big takeaway.
Was there anything surprising in that snapshot?
No, I mean, you see the same kinds of phenomena in Carrboro that you see in a lot of communities like us. And there are just differences in outcomes by race when it comes to all kinds of metrics in law enforcement. And it's because, and there are a lot of reasons to explain why that happens. And it's complicated to sift through the data. I think one of the things that our police department, our police chief have been wrangling with is figuring out how best to analyze the data, given that, we're a small, very small police department in a small town that doesn't have a lot of data analysis resources available to it. One of the things that I recommended to my colleagues and to the police chief on Tuesday was if we are going to be make this data reporting and analysis a regular feature of our police department's responsibilities, it might be wise to be looking to other communities around the state and around the country who maybe have helped develop some best practices for how to understand and report these kinds of data. This is not an issue that is specific to Carrboro, as I said. It's, as you know, conversations around race and law enforcement have been going on for a long time and have been especially prominent in the last few years. There must be jurisdictions out there and other entities out there who are doing kind of a best practice of this kind of data reporting. And I hope that we can be following those best practices.
We're speaking with Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. Believe it or not, we're already almost out of time. So I wanted to see if there's anything else going on in the community that you wanted to mention.
Well, in addition to just trying to enjoy the weekend, which I'm looking very much forward to doing, there are a couple of cool things going on this weekend. Of course, on Sunday, October 8th, there's going to be an event called Africa Fest on the lawn at Weaver Street Market here in Carrboro. That starts at noon, lasts for a couple of hours. And that's hosted and organized by the African Studies Center at the University of North Carolina at UNC Chapel Hill. And we are collaborating with them as a town this year to host that event. There will be music, poetry, dancing, all kinds of great things going on to celebrate African culture. So I'm looking forward to that. There also just a lot of good live music happening around town this weekend that I'm looking forward to. So it's going to be a good one in Carrboro.
Absolutely. That's the voice of Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles. I appreciate you making the time on a Friday afternoon, and I look forward to talking again next week.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. Have a good weekend.